Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Each summer, when school had been out long enough for my mother to be tired of me, and I had cleared the garden of weeds and the ditches of pop bottles, I would wander over to Steve Poore's house and tell him how bored I was. You never told grown-ups you were bored. Boredom was like bedtime. You hoped your parents didn't notice it was sneaking up on you. If Dad caught me lying on my back staring at the sky, he'd ask, "What are you doing? Are you bored?" Idle hands were the devil's workshop, and Dad had remedies for the ailment. "Have you cleaned the inside of your closet recently?" he would ask. "Doesn't something need raked or washed or chipped or swept or painted?" Or he might say, "Oh, son, why don't you memorize the Bible in Low German?" So I responded fast, "No, Dad, I'm just remembering what Mr. Freeman taught us about the difference between cumulus clouds and cumulonimbus. Do you know how to tell?" This was usually enough to help my father remember that he had other responsibilities. And he did. Like most dads of that era, he worked 67 hours a day without coffee breaks, it seemed, which left exhausted mothers in charge of the home front and gave us kids ample time to experiment. We had no text messages to answer, no Nintendo to play. We were herded outside to play. Except for mealtimes, bedtime, and blizzards, we were seldom allowed in the house. Surely world events seldom conspired to produce more fertile soil for mischief than the world of the 60s and the 70s. My classmate Steve Poore was the smartest kid I ever knew, a boy who read World Book for enjoyment, when he wasn't memorizing the Bible, in Low German, of course. "Did you know you can jerry-rig windshield washers to work sideways?" We were walking past a grocery store at the time of him asking me this. He said the nozzle is reversible. He may as well have been speaking Swahili as far as I was concerned. I'm still not mechanical. But soon Steve was adjusting the wipers on Stanforth's maintenance truck. "Get in," he said. "Roll up the windows. Duck." No one locked anything back then. The keys were in the ignition, and sure enough, a quick turn and water cascaded horizontally as if from a super soaker. If you were one of a dozen people carrying groceries on a cloudless day in late July of about 1971 and it rained, I apologize. Victims would gaze up into the sky, confused, then turn the other way, dripping wet. That's when Steve would drill them in the back of the head with a steady stream of murky water. I have rarely laughed with as much gusto, and when I think of God's goodness that day, I think of two things. Number one, my dad knew nothing of this until years later, and number two, Steve and I were never able to lay our hands on the recipe for gunpowder. You know, one of the most mysterious and encouraging things you'll ever witness is God's dynamite power to transform lives. Sometimes he takes kids who are filled with mischief, upsets their agenda, and uses them in ways no one thought possible. In Ezekiel chapter 36, God promises, "I will give you a new heart. I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart." It's startling to me how many great leaders were once mischievous kids. Maybe great creativity fully germinates when God gets a hold of someone, fills them with purpose and joy. You praying parents, be encouraged. Never give up hope. Steve travels the world now, making things work, engineering solutions I still can't understand. Better yet, he and his wife love Jesus, something I'm not sure his teachers saw coming. When we get together to compare notes, we laugh. But Steve's memory is fuzzy when it comes to that July day. He's a little mixed up about who did what.
At Laugh Again, we share a message of hope and joy rooted in Jesus with thousands of listeners every weekday. But this isn't meant to be one-sided. We want to hear from you, too. Leslie recently wrote, "This ministry has been so helpful to me. I share episodes with my family. I'm forever grateful." What does Laugh Again mean to you? We'd love to hear your story. Visit laughagain.us/contact and share it with us today. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.